And the first pitch to Manny, cued off the end of the bat, rolling to the right side. Bobbling the ball is Beckham, and Manny Machado stumbles over the bag at first. He is hurt. The other night, he went across the bag and twisted his ankle. This time, they're looking at that knee. Manny is screaming out there as Wayne Kirby, the first base coach, goes over with Manny on the dirt. Richie Bansell's running out. Buck Showalter running out. And Manny is screaming in pain as he lies on the dirt around the first base bag.
Well, I think what may have happened was Machado, as he looked out towards second base, he saw the ball go right past the second baseman. So he thought about taking the turn, maybe going to second base. He took his eye off the bag at first and stumbled over it very awkwardly. He landed on the right side of the bag and turned his knee almost inside out.
And they want the stretcher. They're calling for some assistance, it looks like, to get Manny off the field. At least that's the way it looks from the Tampa Bay trainer, as he has his arms stretched out. So,
well, that's what happened, though. He took his eye off the bag as he looked out toward right field, and he stepped on the bag very awkwardly, and that knee went sideways, and he went down immediately, and it does not look good.
You hate to think what that could be for Manny Machado. Well, the
It could mean that he's going to spend the entire winter rehabbing something.
Yes, unfortunately. Well, you look in the Oriole dugout, guys up on the top step with that concerned look on their face, and Manny Machado, as he went down on the dirt beyond first base, was screaming in pain. And now the medical assistance is coming out, but they have yet to bring... Here comes the cart with the stretcher on it to assist Manny off the field. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he landed on the right side of that first base bag. He landed on that thing with his left foot sideways, and that knee just tumbled.
Oh, the look of concern in everyone's face, and Manny still with pain, his expression. And immediately as he hit the dirt, as Wayne Kirby went over to assist, Manny was just screaming in pain. And then Wayne went right to that knee area.
Yep.
So the stretcher has been brought out, and now let's see what the medical team will do to assist Manny.
Well, the way that knee tumbled like that, it's just, it was very awkward. It was ugly looking, the way that knee just gave way once he landed on that first base bag. And boy, he went down immediately writhing in pain, and they came over, they tagged him out, he was called out. They're going to give him a hit.
It looks like you're going to stabilize the knee right now.
They're going to give him a base hit. Not that that's any consolation, but they're going to give Manny a base hit. And, that was not fun to watch.
Yeah, you see those replays of football injuries where that knee is kind of out of whack as a defensive lineman jumps on a quarterback. Well, as he hit the bag, that knee went askew and not very promising as to what the outcome of this will be.
Well, this has been a horrendous road trip, and it ends up even worse.
Yes. And of course, one of the bright young players in the Orioles' future, Manny Machado, having an outstanding year. And Buck Showalter, Wayne Kirby, Bobby Dickerson, the training staff of the Orioles, the training staff of the Tampa Bay Rays, all trying to stabilize that knee right now so they can assist Manny off the field without, I guess, doing any further injury.
Well, you can see Machado, once he hit the bag, that knee gave way. And then you can see Manny, as he went down, making sure that he didn't land on that knee. He extended his left leg just to make sure he wouldn't land on that left knee. But by then, the damage had been done.
Well, Manny is being helped to his feet. The stretcher is right by Manny, and they place Manny on the stretcher as everyone looks with concern right now, whether it be Orioles or Tampa Bay Rays. As Manny Machado is stabilized, you can just see the look that Manny has on his face at the moment is he's probably have a million thoughts swirling through his mind right now. And as soon as we hear what the initial outcome of this will be, we will, of course, let you know. As Buck Showalter has a few words with Manny before he is being taken off the field. Now, Manny looks like he's in a little less pain at the moment as they stabilize that knee somewhat. And now they lift that stretcher to a higher position to cart him away, and they're going to be bringing Manny Machado over toward the first base side dugout area. And then, I guess, behind the home plate area where they have a fence and a door that will allow him to get back and see some medical assistance right now. At least Manny is not showing the grimace on his face and the pain that we saw when he went down initially, as he's being walked off by Richie Bansells and some of the EMS crew here at Tropicana Field. But not a very pleasant moment to describe, and obviously one that's a very concerning to the Orioles and to Manny Machado at the moment.